Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy, customizable themes that let you build your brand, marketing tools that get your products out there, integrated shipping solutions that actually save you time. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go, Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/setup.
It's the cinematic event of the year. Critics say incredible, jaw-dropping, action-packed with savings.
You're talking about Thunderbolts?
No, Sergey, it's 2-for-1 cinema tickets from Compare the Market. A wonderful offer.
So?
That you can use to see Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts only in cinemas.
Woohoo! I'll get the popcorn.
Get 2-for-1 cinema tickets every Tuesday or Wednesday with Compare the Market. Simples!
When you take out a qualifying product for Compare the Market. One membership per year, participating cinemas, 2 standard tickets only, cheapest free. T's and C's apply.
This podcast is brought to you and powered by Sunday Cool Tees. Watch this or listen.
Man. He's been practicing.
It's like one day they're going to ask me. And I'll be ready.
Hey there.
Hi.
It's sweater weather.
Yeah, that's right. It is. Sure, it sure is. It's getting cold out there, folks.
It sure is. We're heading into the fall and winter seasons, and guess what? It's going to be getting cold out there.
It's going to be getting real cold.
And we want you to be wearing our Sunday Cool Tees. But guess what? You don't want to get cold.
Right.
You might want to have something a little bit thicker on.
That's right.
But you still want it to be soft, right there, Josh?
Right.
So you go to sundaycool.com/fleecewear. You can see all of our options that have me nice, thick, soft, and warm apparel.
Mm-hmm. All customizable, too. You can get whatever print you want on them. I got a nice little Sunday Cool print on mine. How about you, Andy?
Absolutely. I sure do, too. We also have crew necks, long sleeve tees, and hoodies. And you can even build a package so you can have water bottles and wristbands and everything you want all together.
Yeah, that's right. SundayCool.com/fleecewear.
Go now.
Burr.
Ooh, chilly. Warm you up.
Don't ever.
Stop. I'm just.
Stop.
Don't hit me, first of all.
My wrist. They hurt.
Really bad.
Because the women have been in shackles in too long in this country.
Hey. Amen, brother.
Let us out.
You're hurting her!
Hey, have you ever heard of Block Brock? Block?
Obama.
Yeah. He was our president.
No.
Yeah.
Brick.
Briggity Blackby.
It's the new evil NATO.
Brick.
No.
Oh, I'll show you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. With all the countries like India, Russia, China.
Saudi Arabia.
Ethiopia. Egypt. Yep.
United Emirates.
Now, those countries combined, I think, have over 90% of the oil, like, comes from their countries.
Very, very good.
Very good. Okay.
Maybe we're the evil guys.
Oh. Maybe we are.
$1 billion.
He's never seen any of the Awesome Powers. Isn't that crazy?
Homeschooled. Typical homeschooled.
I'm just trying to see.
You gotta watch Awesome Powers.
Is there volume on there?
No.
I don't hear it.
I don't hear a thing. I've got my eardrums busted.
Andy, at what age were you allowed to watch Austin Powers?
I don't think we really had limitations, so it was like whenever it came out. I was like, when it was like 2000, 1999, I think it was the first one, right?
Yeah, yeah. So you were like five or six,
yeah.
I was about the same,
me
honestly.
Me too, though, yeah.
We never had limitations.
We couldn't watch Harry Potter.
No.
But we could watch Austin Powers.
Dude, I hope the horror movies that I was watching when I was a kid, it was atrocious. Atrocious.
It was atrocious.
It was atrocious.
That was good. Was that?
I'm not as good as voices than you. As you.
Lizzie.
And words, as hey, apparently. This is different. We're just very different.
Yeah.
Hey, we're all just talented.
Give us your best Grinch.
No.
Sure.
Fine. I'm not going.
That's really good.
That's me and Kelsey's favorite movie, I think, quote.
You're an idiot!
You're an idiot.
I'm an idiot!
What's up?
How do I look?
Wow. You're glowing. How do I look?
Even more glowing.
Ah.
You look like your third trimester glowing.
Thanks. There's this video of this guy. Oh, I forget his name. But he was, there's this girl going on a bike. And he goes, "Hey, are you pregnant?" And she like leans up and she's like super skinny. He's like, "I don't know. You're just glowing."
He got her.
It was so good.
We got a spray tan.
You got a spray tan because tomorrow you're going on a trip.
Listen, you can't just say we got a spray tan. Lily talked me into it. I didn't really want
to
do it.
If there's ever a time, if there's ever a time to get a spray tan, it's now.
Look at
look at that skin. You even trimmed.
I did.
He
look
did.
At you. Look at you. Wax.
Whoosh. So I can show that I'm a Christian.
It is a little weird that the chest hair just comes through like the cross and just like feathers it a little bit.
Yeah. Can't control it.
Yeah.
Can't control it. It's my body hair.
we're going on a cruise tomorrow.
Yeah.
Hurricane almost ruined it.
Almost.
Almost, but no cigar.
But we evaded it. We hopefully will.
Yeah.
Because there's a couple out there.
Yeah, they pivoted because we were going to go to Bermuda first, and the hurricane is hitting there on Saturday. Yeah. So we're going to go to the Bahamas first and then Bermuda. And maybe we'll just end up doing mission work in Bermuda.
Nice.
When we leave.
Why not?
Yeah.
What are the odds that Ada can, at one point grabs control of the ship?
Highly likely.
It's so high. I picked her up from school today, and they always say, "That's my climber. That's my busy one," you know. And I said, "We're not going to be here next week. We're going on a cruise." And they went, "Oh."
And then all of the staff overheard and just,
"Oh yeah,
thank goodness, a break."
But I said, "You had to pray for us, please. She's going to climb over the edge. I'm having nightmares."
Yeah, I am actually super anxious about that.
Yeah.
It'll be all right.
We're not should leash people, but this might make us leash people.
You like, should just do like thick fishing line because no one can see it, but you could still have control.
And then cement I tug shoes. It and it rips her arm off.
I'll just like tie it around like a belt loop or something.
Yeah. But if we die, this is our last podcast together.
Man, what me and Andrew can take it from here, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, cool. You got it.
Cool.
No problem.
I can get tattooed.
You'd be Lily, by the way. I think I just have the whole booth to myself. I'll sit in the center. I'll get really fat and I'll just eat every episode and I'll just fill the booth by the time you guys get back.
You just go like off the rails.
just Alex Jones.
This becomes the next InfoWars.
So listen here. It's InfoWars, but for food. It's just angry about food.
Song? Mm-hmm. Okay. What are we thinking?
Me.
Oh. Whoa.
I like that. Little country folky.
Yeah.
Little blues maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like country folk. Yeah. I like that.
I dig that. It's kind of trendy right now, I guess.
All right, let's see if we can come up with something. Well, I've been selling my soul. Just kidding. I messed up the song. I sing the real song.
Oh, man. You get it. We're all excited.
We're going to take that part out. Are we?
Probably not.
Nope. Okay. I've been sitting right here, listening all day. Cats go meow. Horses say nay.
You see these ducks sit out here and quack their life away. But what's that sound coming around the way? It's a darn train. And it goes choo-choo. Roosters say cock-a-doodle-doo. I hear the dogs go rough and the cows go moo. And the snakes, they go hiss. Ninjas are butterflies. Episode 55.
Been a bird that be.
Need an almond
of ice. Nice.
How's that for vocalization, baby?
Very good.
It's a darn train.
It's a darn train.
And it goes choo-choo.
We came up, as soon as we heard that, we were already making fun of it like the next day, and we were singing that part of it, and then I'm so glad it's just now became a song.
It's immortalized.
I can't believe I started with the real song. I was staring at the lyrics, and as I'm singing, I'm like, those aren't Imagine Up.
Oh, man, that guy has taken over the radio waves, dude.
Yes.
Do people still say the radio waves?
They do.
People are on the radio waves.
Yeah, the radio waves.
Radio waves. Widowy. They're on the radio waves.
Widowy taking over the radio waves. But everyone be quiet because I have a question.
Oh.
Let me just pull it up. Today's question, not sent in by a viewer. This is a question I have.
Oh, really?
Yes.
This is fun.
Today's question. Did I find irrefutable evidence that the moon landing was fake? And a whole lot of other stuff that will bring our government down.
Are you being serious right now?
Being dead serious right now. What I have here in this packet is evidence that get... No.
Josh.
The whole time?
You've seen too much.
Andrew!
End of the line, pony boy.
Lily!
That's right.
You guys are all working for the FBI?
I never loved you.
Well, joke's on you. I'm part of the FBI, too.
Did I say ninja? I meant...
Butterfly.
The butterfly is no doubt one of God's most
beautiful. I said, empty your mind.
You were...
Just kidding. I don't have evidence for that stuff.
Yet.
But
you do have the plans for to make a car run on water, not gasoline.
I do.
You actually have a working plan and everything. It's in your garage.
Yep.
You're ready to patent it.
Yeah.
And ready to sell it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So if anyone's interested.
Just kidding. I don't have that. Do you know what happens to people that make engines that run off of water?
So my uncle died.
Get go.
They get got.
I don't know if you're lying.
He handed it down to me. I know. Okay. I have the secrets.
Like, if that's true.
They do go missing, though.
Yeah, they go
Andrew,
missing.
Your eye's pink again.
I know. It's blood pressure. Okay. I played soccer last night, Louise. And literally my eyes sunk into my head because I haven't
pressure.
Run in forever.
Blood pressure. Blood pressure. Sunk into your head.
I looked like just death. Like, I walked in the house. Paige was like, what happened? It's like, just out of shape.
Oh.
Did you?
That's what happens to me every
day.
Did you
not hear what we said about the engines that run off of water?
I did.
And how everyone that invents them dies?
She said the words get got.
Oh.
Yeah.
I did.
She's aware of that.
I thought you'd have a bigger reaction. I was just like waiting for.
What?
Yeah.
I'm familiar. Hey, you hear that Ada's doing that now? She goes, what?
Really?
What?
Ada? I love it.
Ada goes, what?
The next generation of this podcast.
Let's go.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
It's very cute.
Very cute. Very cute.
So what's going on, everyone? How's everyone doing? Didn't I already say that?
Yeah,
probably.
Yeah.
My wrist still hurts.
We're here. Why is your wrist hurt?
I don't know. Carpal tunnel or I twisted it or something.
You've been typing a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. More than usual, probably.
And like cleaning a lot and holding heavy babies.
Okay. Mm.
Well, those are your responsibility. So
I'm going to let you guys choose which topic you want to hear first.
I like it. Okay. Right.
AI?
You have to give us a little more than that.
Nope.
Give us a taste.
Nope.
A taste.
AI. Potential portal. Black hole. History.
Ooh.
Speak now.
See, AI is way too vague. That's not, you're not enticing me at all. Potential portal. I feel like if we don't choose that one first.
I'm between portal and history.
History is where I am.
History?
You're in history? Okay, I'm the tiebreaker. I choose, I'm going to feel bad if we don't do portal. Portal.
Portal.
Well, I'm going to potential about portal. All of them anyway. Oh, okay. Which one to go first?
Okay, well, this is an important one that I
okay,
want
to well, okay. Guess what? There's this Toronto firefighter named Danny Flippidus.
Are you Flippidus kidding me?
Don't laugh at him. Don't laugh at him.
Okay, I'm sorry.
The man went through a lot.
Oh.
Yes. Listen to this story. He was skiing with his buddies in Whiteface Mountain, New York, right?
Okay.
Skiing with his buddies.
Got it.
All having a good time.
Having a great time.
They get down to the bottom.
Skiing the slopes.
He's gone.
He gets down to the bottom. He's gone?
No. His friends get down. He doesn't come down. He's gone.
He's not there with them.
He's not there with
them. He gets down to the bottom. He's gone.
It's like, wait, he woke up and then he was dead?
No.
Like, oh, no. But that's okay.
His friends went down to the bottom.
They were.
Hey, where's Danny Flippidus? Not here.
Where the flippinest is Danny?
Where the flippinest is Danny right now?
Willie, where
That's
is Danny?
That's how all Toronto firefighters talk.
Okay, so he's missing.
Yes.
So what do they go back up? They go
they
look
did,
for him?
They did a big search party for days.
I can imagine because they're firefighters.
Looking all around the mountains.
Yeah.
And stuff. Like the Coast Guard. Who does those things? The searches.
The Snow Guard.
Yeah. I don't know who does them. But they're searching helicopters, giant parties, like hundreds of people looking all
How long was he gone? Because at first you imagine like he was like, okay, he just got lost or something.
He showed up 6 days later.
Oh, boy.
What?
Oh, boy.
Why?
Showed up 6 days later.
Where was he?
In Sacramento, California.
Oh, my gosh.
Wearing
I suppose you could drive.
His full ski suit still and his helmet. He called 911. He was at the airport. Called 911, was like, where am I? How did I get here? And they show up, and they're like, who are you? And he's like, he said his name. He's like, I don't know how I got here. He's like, there was a driver on a freight. And he said, but I don't remember. I just remember falling asleep and then waking up here.
And was his kidney missing?
Yeah.
He had no ID. He had his credit card, $1,000 in cash in his pocket, and a brand new cell phone.
He didn't have the cash, I'm assuming, beforehand.
No.
Wow. Okay.
And a brand new cell phone.
Yeah. And then super confused. He's like, I don't know how I got here. To this day, they don't know how he got there.
So that's the end of the story?
Yep.
What? There's got to be more to that.
What's his family say? Mrs. Philippidus.
I saw an interview with him afterwards, and he's like, I'm just grateful I'm alive. He's like, I don't know what happened. And they're like,
this sounds exactly like the UFO story.
Yeah.
So it's not a potential portal. This might be potential aliens.
Why are they giving him another cell phone? What was on the cell phone?
Don't know. It just said new cell phone. So maybe he had a new cell phone. I don't know.
He wouldn't say this is my cell phone.
But he was so disoriented.
Yeah.
They're like, he like pointed to a sign that was clearly a blue sign.
Mm-hmm.
And like, or they did something like, hey, can you just like, what's your name? And they're like, what's the color of that sign? And it was a blue sign. He's like, green. And he was
scrambled.
Like, yeah. He just didn't understand anything.
That dude was abducted.
You know what he is? He's a vehicle. He's got a little alien inside of him.
Probably. They're just like, okay.
Ratatouille.
Like, so
I am Danish Lepitus.
That would be amazing. So I just imagine like that's like when they're, you know, usually like how many fingers am I holding up? You test it because like they're not feeling good.
Yeah.
In reality, he was like, what color is that? But then the aliens like looking it up. What color is it?
I don't know.
Green.
Green.
Once again, green.
Jim Bean. I could just imagine the aliens going through the yellow pages and they're like, which human are we picking? Philippidus.
Firefighter. Philippidus the firefighter.
Danny. Oh, wait, all of us go to Danny at the same time. Ready? One, two, three.
Danny.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, but yeah, it was probably aliens.
It probably was. Yeah. That sounds exactly like the story, but just in the mountains.
Yeah. I want to work on another story that I listened to today on High Strange.
Yeah.
There's another UFO abduction story.
Mm.
I'm not going to give anything away, but it scared me to death.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool.
How did we jump to aliens?
I had the idea of the...
It wasn't a portal. It was an alien abduction. Because
it sounds like the story that he told with those...
But the fact that he was still wearing all that stuff and his helmet.
Yeah.
It sounds like the dude was just tripping on some... That's the approximate time it takes to drive from New York to Sacramento.
Okay, but...
He would have been abducted by somebody.
Or just tripping.
Tripping and then like crawled onto like the back of a truck. And like, I'm going to sleep here.
Do people do drugs when they ski?
How do we know?
Sure, some have.
How do we know he was on a truck?
He said,
yeah.
He said a freight. What did he say? He said he was passenger on a big rig and doesn't know what happened.
Except he knows that.
Except he's like, I just remember it was a big rig, but I just kept on going to sleep.
It was the Polar Express.
Tom Hanks was driving.
He met Santa.
Whoa.
What they didn't mention is there was a bell in his pocket.
But the thing is, he doesn't remember because why? He doesn't believe.
Whoa.
And kids, this is a lesson.
Santa's real. Believe him. Believe in me.
Black holes.
Wait, history.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I thought history.
No, we get to choose.
We ranked him AI's last.
No, you got to choose the first one.
No, we get to choose all
now
of them.
Now you've lost control. Just kidding. All right, I'll do history.
History,
no,
baby.
Let me do the black hole.
Okay, fine.
Why'd you even ask us?
Because we're talking about UFOs and portals, and I think it's a great segue to a black hole.
You know what? I think it's a great idea.
There's a black hole in the center of our galaxy.
Uh-oh.
And
since
I don't know. Forever? Maybe not forever. Whenever it formed. But I don't know what this means, but they said that it has reawakened.
What?
And it was like spouting off these like energy emissions. And these instruments that were capturing these waves, they wanted to measure the like frequency of them and stuff. Yeah. So they added sound to it. Do you want to hear what this black hole sounds like in the center of our galaxy?
I don't.
Wait.
I guess I'll hear it anyway.
Dude.
That's a scale.
That sounded like a carousel, dude.
It's a scale?
Yeah. It's those notes.
That was wacky.
We need to send Andrew to the facility.
Andrew's like, I got this. She starts writing on the board.
I know what it is.
It was a 1-3.
But it was very, it sounded very musical.
Dude, that's so creepy. Good. Oh, man, I hate that they can...
alien playing the harp.
Just in the center of the black hole.
But it's weird, right?
That's so scary.
That's so weird.
People are going to be like, there's no noise in space. I know that. That's why I said they measured it differently.
Well, that's crazy that you said that because I literally saw something just like that, but it was like almost like a heartbeat. I'll have to send it to you guys. Yeah. And they're sending it at, like, the Earth is almost like naturally sending out waves and it's almost returning the exact same way. And so, like, the whole thing is like, maybe we are alone because that's the whole premise. Like people are like, there's no change in the sounds with that come back that we're receiving. And so it's like, I wonder if it's like, we are the only ones out there. And that was that's one of those famous quotes. Like, I don't know what's more terrifying, us that we are alone or, you know, that we aren't, you know, like it's just trippy, man.
I don't know.
So like, yeah, it's funny that you said, cause I literally just saw the thing to this morning. I don't like that black holes can make noise like that.
Me neither.
I don't like that. Tell you what, I don't like that at all.
Who gave you permission to do that?
But yeah, space is scary. I'm perplexed of hearing all these alien stories and all the stuff that's happening.
I want it all just to happen now. I don't want it to be like 10 years from now. I'm like, oh, this is the big revelation. I want it now, dude.
Yeah.
I want to know what's happening right now.
Well, supposedly there's this big old giant green comet that's going to get really close to Earth this month in September.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be visible from like September 11th to September 23rd. But they said it's going so fast and it's going to wrap around the sun. And then they're saying that it's basically going to stop directly in front of the sun for 2 days.
Why do they know that?
Why do they know that? Because they're scientists.
How do they know that?
Math.
I
why do they know that?
You are mean.
Let him have it, Lily. Let him have it.
Hey,
let's get this out. Seriously, what problems have you guys had this week? So because you guys are about to be on a boat together.
Yeah.
You guys got it. So what's been bothering you about
this? I blamed her.
This is where everything starts, this conversation.
He said Lily.
Okay.
Did you throw this thing away that I ordered on Amazon? And I said, no, don't ever accuse me of that.
Okay.
And
I only accused her because she's done it before.
Once before.
She threw the box away in the box.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, where's this thing? And I'm like, I'm going to go look in the trash can. Mm-hmm. Open the trash can. It was still taped up and everything.
Hey, can I just say, by the way, you're blaming me for that? But it's highly, we have like 37 people
in our
house at a time.
It was you.
It's highly possible it wasn't me. This time around, he's like, I'm not mad at you. I'm mad at the situation. And I'm like, you mean you're mad at me? You mean you're mad at me because you're taking it out on me.
Now, before when you brought this up, you said one time I did this.
One time.
You said one time. Admitting that you did it.
I'm not sure.
But hold on. But I think you also didn't like how he assumed. He automatically, even though it was you, you don't like that it automatically was assumed it was you.
Yes.
Because it could be like, it could have been like, were you the one that threw this away? Instead of it was like, hey, you threw this away, by the way.
I said, when we were arguing about it yesterday, I said, in the court of law, with the evidence of you previously throwing an Amazon package away before it being open, you will probably be found guilty.
I said, listen, we live in a country where you have a right to trial by jury.
Yes.
Consult the jury. Present your evidence. There is no evidence.
There is.
You can't even prove that I did it the first time. Yes. I don't even know that I did it the first time. Anyway, I found the package.
Yeah.
It wasn't thrown away. But we had about an hour of heartache over this subject.
Yeah.
Goodness. Additionally,
I honestly really want to do a next episode. We need to do like a people's court.
Yeah.
And he can be like my bailiff. I'll be the judge and we'll like play the music and everything. And you guys will have your own opening remarks and everything. You have to supply cases.
I can imagine there's going to be a lot of content after this cruise. What are we going to fight about first?
Please take notes. Be like, we have to talk about this.
Yeah.
It's hard to in the moment when you're fighting about it.
Yeah.
And you added me on the podcast about saying that Andy's beard was methy. And I'm mad at you about that.
What else are you mad about?
Interesting.
I'm not mad about
did anything. You probably made her say those words, though, right?
Yeah. He teed that me up.
My beard looked methy?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. That's how it works. All he did was expose the truth, Lil.
Yeah.
And that's what we want in the
in
court
the
of law.
In the court of law.
You would
evidence presented to a jury.
Perjury. You would have literally. Yeah.
Treason.
Yeah. Treason. Honestly, yeah.
Andy's murder. Treasonous murder.
Sedition.
Robbery.
Collusion.
What are we doing?
Other things.
Arsony. Arsonry.
Oh, I am tired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good thing that you get to go on a cruise, though. Please rest, though. Because last vacation, you guys came back, you literally worked your tail off the whole time.
Yeah. There's no such thing as rest.
It's true.
My grandma says, you'll rest when you die.
Hey, tell the decade, the daycare hours. On the ship. Isn't it nuts?
Oh, yeah.
Is it like 6 a.m. to like 2 a.m.?
2 a.m. Yeah. You can leave your toddler there.
2 in the morning.
And I don't know.
Who's leaving their kid there till 2 a.m.?
Parents that shouldn't have kids.
Yeah.
Oh, but what if our listeners do it?
Don't do that.
Hey. What if they don't have a village and they want to go on a cruise ship and hang out with each other?
Till 2 in the morning? Yeah, be responsible.
Why not? Then why take your kids on a cruise?
Yeah.
Exactly. They're there to party too. Listen. Those kids are partying at 2 a.m.
That just makes me sad for those kids.
Yeah, it makes me sad too.
Could you imagine if you
as long as they're having fun? That's the thing. It's like if you walked by and it was just like a bunch of zombie kids like laying down, like, where's mom? Where'd she go? But I guarantee they just like juice those kids up on sugar and whatever and like games and they're just wired. It's probably terrible for them.
They give them
like a Red Bull at like 1 in the morning.
There's a new rule put out by the FDA that you can't put your kid in the swimming pool on a cruise unless they're potty trained. And so Josh and I were scrambling the past couple of weeks. We're like, we're going to potty train Aiden. She's like so not ready. She's not showing any signs other than pooping in the woods.
Mm.
She pees. Like, apparently the rule is they need to be able to keep a dry diaper for like 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
She pees every like 10 minutes. Like,
Can you bring your own foliage?
Yeah, I'm concerned.
Like your own bush or something? Like you're like a potted plant. Like a fig or something?
She's
going to
get backed up. She's going to get backed up because there's no jungles.
No, as soon as she lets land in Bahamas, she's going to be like, trees!
But she has to go swimming.
Yeah.
So we're doing a swim diaper.
The kids are fine, dude. Don't worry about it.
No, they can't wear a swim diaper.
They make so many. First of all, they're not enforcing
dude,
that.
I promise you. With all the people on that cruise drinking alcohol, there's more adults that pee in that pool than children.
I would rather swim.
Get up on stage and say that.
I will. Go to the captain's, what do they call it? The horn?
Yeah.
The captain's deck?
Yeah.
To your point.
Mm-hmm. I have an announcement for the Royal Caribbean cruise. I just want to say that.
Who is this? He didn't even announce who he was.
No, listen here.
Oh, who is this?
Hillary Clinton.
I'm such a rule follower. I'm scared.
They're not gonna stop you. They have to say those things because obviously, they need a swim diaper. But listen, I would much rather have my kids swim in a pool that has just a ton of kids that wear swim diapers that have poop in it that are not gonna leak compared to 100 million adults that are fully grown peeing in a pool.
And I'm sure
on a ship.
I'm sure adults have pooped in that pool too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're dang right. What is it? Carnival?
No, no Royal. Royal.
I was going to say Carnival? For sure.
Carnival. We would never.
We would never.
Shut up. Oh, my gosh.
Not in this lifetime.
What's the movie with Adam Sandler? Is it Grown Ups where they're all in a pool and the water turns color?
Blue. Yeah.
Blue.
Yeah.
But the only reason that joke lands is because adults are like, oh, that would be terrible because I pee in pools all the time.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. That's why they have the chlorine and stuff in there, man.
Absolutely. Yeah,
that's what chlorine's for.
Yeah, come on.
Hey, come on.
What's going
what's
on?
What's wrong with pooping?
Pool. Yeah, just scoot it to the side. Get a net.
Yes.
Get a net, scoop out the poop.
I got a poop.
Hey, we got chlorine in there.
Hey, last time I checked, it's called a poop deck.
Yay.
Hey. Oh, don't call it a poop deck then, eh?
But speaking of pooping in pools, Sam Altman.
Sam Altman. Why do I know that name?
He is the CEO of OpenAI.
Yes.
Okay.
So history's last?
It is now.
You're doing that on purpose.
I am in control.
You're doing it on purpose because I said I wanted to hear it most.
Sam, you're gonna appreciate it being the last thing because it's very good. It's very entertaining.
I trust you.
Sam Altman, the CEO of OpenAI.
Got it.
Have you seen pictures of him?
Is OpenAI ChatGPT?
I feel like we have, yeah.
That's part of, he owns like the overhead is OpenAI and ChatGPT is one of the
subcategories.
Yep. I can't remember what he looks like now.
Well, he's always walking around with a blue backpack.
Got it.
Lasers.
Every picture you see, Sam Altman is walking around with a blue backpack.
Okay.
Do you know what that backpack is meant for?
Lasers.
Making it easier so you can use your arms? For all time.
Nope.
No, oh.
He has that blue backpack, and it's called the Nuclear Backpack, which if OpenAI, ChatGPT, broke it out of its system, he has basically a remote, it would remotely detonate all the data centers for ChatGPT.
And kill all the people in them?
I don't know.
So,
so it's a kill switch
yeah.
if this AI goes rogue.
What happens if Sam Altman dies?
Or gets mugged.
This,
just gets mugged.
They like, a
they like steal
solution.
A backpack and they like open up. It's like one of the cartoon like plunger like TNT things.
No!
Like, what do you do with this? But yeah, is that not terrifying?
That's crazy.
He just walks around with it everywhere he goes.
You think he would also just not say that? Like,
yeah.
right? Because,
yeah.
like, it seems like a pretty valuable thing to yeah. have. And if you're going to voice that, like, that's nuts.
This seems like a Band-Aid solution.
Yeah.
There needs to be, like, at least three more backpacks.
Hey,
Steve. At least three more backpacks.
At least double that many. Why is it blue?
It sounded like Zoolander.
I did it on purpose.
It needs to be at least... three times bigger than this.
We need at least three more people with backpacks.
What is this? A school for ants? Whatever.
Steve Altman? More like, Steve, you need to have an alternative plan, man. That's what really needs to happen.
Do that one more time for the click.
Steve Altman? More like you need to have a... yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I think his name was Sam.
Yeah, it was.
Sam?
Yeah.
What did I say?
Steve.
Oh, Steve.
Because we only know CEOs classic that Steve. Are Steve.
Steve Jobs, Steve Hooper. Hooper. That's it. Yep.
And
Sam Altman, more like Sam, you need an alternative, man. That wasn't as good as the first one.
No,
I said
that's
Steve
all right,
the first time.
Yeah. But Steve Disney, he's a CEO.
What are you talking about?
Steve Disney.
Steve Disney. Steve.
Steve Disney World.
Yep. Yep.
Oh,
it's Walt.
No, silly dumb. Boy.
Whatever.
I was going with it.
You guys see those planes that fly through hurricanes?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Dude.
No.
Have you not? It's like, it's military.
Hurricane tracker.
Yeah, dude. Like,
no, I don't think I have seen it.
It's absolutely insane. I'll show you after, but like these dudes are like, it was a 10-hour flight and they like pass through the eye like six times, so they just like fly in, fly out, and dude, they're like just chilling like this with all their computers and stuff, and it's like,
oh my gosh,
dude. Yeah. And they're not panicking
the,
at all.
Then they go to the cockpit, dude, and it's just lightning, like, and it's like,
my goodness, bro.
I would never do that.
No,
I would never do that.
That's so scary.
I want to. Like, I think that'd be the coolest experience.
But that's the thing.
No.
I keep seeing all these things, how scared we get on turbulence. But, like, an airplane has not crashed from turbulence in so long in America.
Well, now it's
like,
going to happen.
Well, no. It's foolproof. Like, turbulence is only, like it's the change in temperature.
What? I thought you were pretending like you're like experiencing turbulence. You went. What were you looking for?
Wood to knock on. Yeah, wood. Andy just basically doomed a plane in America.
Yeah.
My bad.
No, but yeah, turbulence does freak me out.
Yeah.
Hate it.
I don't know when's the last time I had really bad ones, but like I remember there was one that like, you know, it's not really bad until like there's like a few like ladies who just go, you know, like it's like, okay. And then you're like, that's a good one.
Someone's talking about.
That one right there? That big sucker?
Yeah.
Oh man, that thing's massive.
Someone
That's so
was talking
scary.
About on some podcast or comedian or something. They're talking about turbulence and like when to be afraid.
Uh-huh.
I forget. Somebody was talking about it, and they said you start getting afraid when the flight attendants are looking afraid.
Yeah.
Like because typically the flight attendants are just like on their phone, just like
or they're literally chatting and laughing or something.
Yeah. But that's like when we were on the the flight to England.
They strapped into their emergency
and
seat.
And they're like,
oh, no.
And they're like, sit down!
Sit down right now! Like, what are you doing? You want to die?
We're dying.
But they did it with a British accent.
Yeah.
Do you have a death wish? Do you want to die? Buckle up!
You ever been on a flight where they make you move like your seat to balance out the plane?
Yeah, I don't get that.
That's the freakiest thing to me.
Yeah.
Like,
what do you mean it's not balanced? How is my 120 pounds?
That's what I'm saying.
Affecting this.
Yeah, how is my 150 pounds affecting it, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if they're like, sir, you need to sit.
What are you laughing at that, Louie?
Andy, you need to sit right in the middle. If you sit in the back, we're going to space, buddy.
What did they say? Anybody over 160 pounds, please make your way into the center. And Andy stays in his seat.
I'm just looking around.
Like,
I look at the woman next to me. Are you sure? Excuse me?
That's like the most unsettling thing. Because if people, like, you know, there are people who want to take down planes. And so all you literally have to do is get enough people to get on the same flight and run to the back. If that can actually drop a plane.
Can it really?
I mean, they're like.
I guess, yeah, in theory.
In theory.
Yeah. I had when we were flying with Matt that one time, and there was like four guys could fly with him, and he's like, how heavy are you guys?
Oh, yeah.
I was like, and then they're like, I think Andy's probably the heaviest. You probably have to sit in the front. Like, okay, cool.
But then you have to fly a plane.
Exactly. I got to fly a plane. But then
who win?
With Matt Canode.
You did that?
No, he did it with Austin, John, and Alan.
Oh, fun.
I can't remember. But yeah, we went there and he's just like a pilot. He's like, you just want to take us out? And we're like, okay, cool. And so we went there for a night and we're going in and we're landing. And he says, okay, I'm going to let go of control. So he steps back. He says, Andy, and the thing pops up. And he says, now you're in control. All you got to do is land. I'll walk you through it. And I'm like, I don't actually have control. And I go like this. And you just nudge it. It just, I'm like, oh, I screamed. And I'm like, oh, no. And then, why? And so he's just like, no, you're fine. I'll talk you through it. It's easy. And I'm like, it cannot be that easy. And so I was like, dude, please, I'm going to freak out. Please take it. So I flew for like 20 or 30 seconds. And then he landed like, oof.
Yeah.
I don't like that stuff.
He now is a pilot for, I think, Southwest.
Southwest.
But for a little bit of the time, he was, like, doing, like, crazy things. Like, people, like, getting, like, criminals back over the border and stuff.
Really?
Like, something like that.
Yeah, it was crazy government stuff.
Wacky. My dad got to fly an F-15 when we were in Alaska. It was, like, he was, like, airman of, or something, some military position of the base, and they awarded it to him. They took him way up, and they said their goal, they admitted after the flight, that their goal was to make their guest throw up. Yeah. It was just like a running thing that That's they terrible. Did to people. So they would like, you
they're
know,
whipping
just,
it.
Yeah. They're trying to,
yeah.
And like someone told him before he got on, you know, grunt, make all those noises. It actually helps. And he kept up with it. They were like, you still with us? He's like, yeah, I'm good. That was fun. They're like, all right, plane's yours. And he's literally up there holding an F-15 and got
That's
to fly
dope.
That thing. Yeah.
That's so cool.
I wouldn't do that. I would get so sick, I would probably die.
I know.
I got sick on the Hulk, man. I passed out and was sick for 2 days.
Two full days.
I'm like, I'm going to die.
Out of commission.
So if you're watching this,
help him.
And you want to fact check this, buy our tickets and we'll film him on the Hulk again.
No, I don't want to do the Hulk. I would rather do the plane before the Hulk again.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't been on the Hulk.
You haven't?
I haven't been.
Do you like roller coasters?
I love roller coasters, yeah. As long as they're secure.
I love roller coasters, but not more than I hate lines. And that's the problem.
Amen.
Dude, that's why I went to the Disney World yesterday.
Yeah, talk about that.
During the hurricane.
Yeah. Did you really?
Oh, yeah. I was like, dude, no lines whatsoever. Walked right on to Guardians, everything like that. Yeah, I was like, got some work done. I was like, you know what? Girls are out of school. Let's go.
Yeah.
It was perfect.
Fun.
Yeah, it was a great time.
But speaking of lines and throwing up on planes.
Please don't say it.
We got an ad. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, is it cold in here? I think it might be, because guess what? Winter's right around the corner, and Sunday Cool has you covered, don't they, Josh?
Yes, I'm freezing. I sure wish I had a hoodie or a fleece or a crew neck of any sort.
Yeah, what about a long sleeve tee?
That too.
We have it all here at Sunday Cool, guys. We have some excellent... Listen, if you love our t-shirts, you're going to love this stuff, because guess what? We have options for you that are just as super soft as our shirt, but it's going to keep you warm in the winter. Yeah. So all you got to do is sundaycool.com/... Fleece, wear. Links in the bio. Go check it out. Buy some customizable stuff for you and your squad today. Get a shirt on.
I don't know where it went.
Where'd it go? Oh.
Do you guys remember the ad? Mm-hmm.
I barely remember it. I feel like something... I feel like it hit my head or something. I can't remember.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm good. I just can't remember the ad for some reason.
You seem a little like,
Sorry.
What's going on?
I don't know. I something bad.
All of you guys seem a little...
Something bad happened this morning.
Oh.
All three of us.
What?
Lily, tell them.
Well.
I mean, just tell them what happened.
What happened?
Something really bad happened today, Josh.
What happened?
Lily.
Do you not want to say it?
We got in a car accident. We rolled 3 times. And then when we got there to the hospital, it was...
this is the worst part.
It was Hitler's grandson.
Yep. And the doctor was Hitler's grandson.
And no. He shot us with a ray.
What?
That made us pale, which is why I got a spray tan.
And he was wearing a blue backpack the whole time.
You're kidding me.
I wish I was, but I'm
now
sorry.
Now I get it.
Yeah, so I'm sorry. We're
no, down okay. Yeah. No, it's okay.
Yep.
I'm sorry you guys went through
Give
that.
Give us a break.
I don't think Hitler had kids.
We didn't think so either. That's what was so shocking.
Wait.
Surprise.
Hitler's grandson? You're alive and exist?
I want to ask you guys about a new segment on this podcast.
Okay.
There's a new show coming out, and this is a big ask for me. Can you guys watch it every week and we come and we talk about it?
What's the show? You have to pitch it to us.
It's called?
You have to pitch it hard to us.
Okay. Hold on. Let me gear it up. I get in posture.
We need the presentation she had for the meeting the other day. This is what she needs to do for this segment. If you never know what to do a new segment, you have to do that.
Okay. I'll make a PowerPoint next time. It's called The Golden Bachelor. And it's The Bachelor for people that are old, like over 60 years old.
Okay, I'm a little more interested. That sounds kind of fun.
The current bachelor, his name is Gary.
Okay.
And he had a wife, and she passed away of an illness. And he's really fun, and he's athletic, and he loves something I forgot that was cute for old people. And now he's going to go on The Bachelor, and all these old ladies are going to come and present themselves to him.
Imagine
they
present themselves to him.
Yay or nay? No? Okay, cool. Next.
You look pretty.
And all of them in the ad, all of them said, they're like, name one of the Anders. All of them go, pickleball, pickleball, pickleball.
Let's
every
go.
Single one plays
you
pickleball.
Know they're going to go crazy on pickleball this season. I've never seen one season, or I don't even know, one episode of The Bachelor or Bachelorette.
If you've seen one, you've seen them all.
That's the rose, people.
It's pretty entertaining.
That's the rose one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll watch it. I'll agree to that.
All right.
How long is it?
How long the episodes?
Like, no, how long? Like, is it a year thing?
No. It's like a...
10 weeks?
Like, something
okay,
like that.
Okay, got
yeah.
it. I'll do that.
What's it on?
We got to find something.
Yeah, okay.
It,
we'll become the Golden Bachelor podcast segment.
Now, we'll set parameters
But one of them has to be on the first episode. You have to guess who the winner is.
Yeah. Ooh, that'd be good. Okay, yeah. Listen.
Okay, this is fun.
Wait, I know. Okay, can you look up when it starts? Because guess
it's
what?
In September.
These people are going to be following along with us.
Hey, yeah.
Let's make this a thing, dude.
Should we start a Discord?
Oh, man. So we need to start some type of, we'll have everyone like have a poll or something.
Yeah.
That would be good.
And there's like a bracket. Okay, so the air date is September 28th. However, I don't think anybody, does anybody have cable?
Nope.
So
we have YouTube, like Hulu.
Yeah,
TV.
YouTube TV and Hulu. So yeah. It comes out the next day.
Cool.
You paying for that YouTube TV?
My papa is. I just stole his.
Oh, yeah, he's for the company, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Golden Bachelor, September 28th.
Got it. Okay, so we'll figure out a plan. We'll figure out the segment will look too. We'll think of it now.
Yeah.
I'll send you guys the ad.
Your dad's going to be like, why are there 10 people logged into my account?
But you know what time it is.
Question corner with Lily,
where the questions are fresh on our mind.
Okay, my question,
Lily. We build it up so much, and it's always okay. And you need to have like a "and we're back" or like
or
a
you go like "here it is."
I will never do that.
That's me, right? Like
yeah,
new girl.
Just do that.
No, I'm not doing it. Okay.
No fun.
I had fast food today.
Nice.
And we've asked this question before in our own circles.
Yeah.
But I want to know, you are limited to one fast food restaurant for the rest of your life. What are you choosing?
Sonic.
What?
Does Five Guys count as fast food?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Panda Express.
Good one.
No, not a good one. That's terrible. Their food is, it tastes so old.
So old.
Oh, it's so old. My gut tells me Chick-fil-A. Because you got the fried food, you got the grilled food, you got the salads, you got the milkshakes, you got the desserts, you got everything you want.
Dude, it's a pretty Sonic. Limited Mac and menu. Yeah. It's a limited menu.
Sonic has everything.
It's just chicken.
Just chicken.
That's true. That's tough, man. Sonic,
you get burgers, hot dogs, corn dogs, tater tots, fries.
You can make a salad.
Chicken.
You could make a salad out of Sonic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Milkshakes.
Really
yeah.
Frosties.
Okay, you convinced me. Is there any other competition besides Sonic?
Well, McDonald's.
That's just.
Ba-da-ba-ba.
Let me throw this one in here.
That was customizable.
Taco Bell.
That's also a good one. But I'm still going with Sonic. I love Sonic.
Honestly,
I love Sonic.
Oh, man, it's tough not having the burgers. If Sonic didn't have those burgers, I would be choosing Sonic right now, but I'm almost tempted to go Taco Bell.
All right.
I love
Taco Bell. I'm so easily swayed. She just named one other restaurant.
You haven't thought about Cece's Pizza.
What about Arby's?
No.
The Arby's would be the last choice, right?
Yes.
Yeah, probably.
I went back there because I used to eat there all the time, like in college. Me and Kelsey went back there like a month or two ago when my mother-in-law was in town.
Uh-huh.
That's what she wanted. And we got it. And I was like, oh, I'm excited about this. And then I bit into it. I'm like, I am not excited about this at all. Like,
I used to love Arby's.
It's really gone down.
And I went to, this was years ago, mm-hmm. 3 years ago, 4 years ago, 4 years ago.
Five. Yeah.
Maybe five. Went down to Tampa with my brother to pick up a motorcycle.
Got it.
We're on our way back. And like, let's just stop at Arby's. Got a chicken sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so hungry. And I just chowing down. Chowing down.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm halfway through the sandwich. I'm like, golly, this texture is so weird. I look.
No.
Not exaggerating at all. Completely raw chicken in the middle.
Oh.
I know the whole chicken was raw.
Golly,
they just
dude.
Fried just a raw chicken, which I don't know how you do that.
Yeah.
How do you fry?
They flash fried. The fire. The oil was so hot, they took it in and out immediately.
Raw chicken.
Golly, dude.
Dropped it in frozen.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, no. And I like went up to the guy. I'm like, this is raw.
Oh, that's
and he's like, oh, no. He's like, I don't know how that happened. He's like, I'm so sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, it's okay. I'm like, could I like maybe just get my money back? He's like, oh, we can't do that. But he's like, do you want something else? And I don't know what I was thinking about. I'm like, I'll get the fish sandwich. Yes. And I ate the whole fish sandwich. But then like after, I'm like, I could die, right? Yeah, from like salmonella or whatever.
Seriously.
So I went to the Arby's bathroom, tried to make myself throw up.
Oh, man.
That didn't work.
Have you guys seen that clip of the kid? He's at a party and he's just not in his right mind. He's trying to be dumb. And he's like on camera, like
he was intoxicated.
He was messed up. Yeah. And he picks up a thing of chicken, raw chicken, and bites it. And his buddy, who's way
there's
more
like
sober,
two of them.
Yeah, they like grab him and they're like digging.
Like a dog? Like a toddler. Yeah. Like how you baby put something in the mouth and the parents are like, oh, get it out.
But he's like fighting
Garrett,
it.
Come on. Not again.
That's such a funny video.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Yeah. One of my favorite videos.
Dude, but raw chicken reminds me of, where was it in South Park where we got those pot stickers?
Oh,
or
yeah.
Were we?
Yeah, that was
dude,
South Park.
I'm
Colorado.
So positive things were actually raw.
Yeah. They were 100% were.
You said South Park.
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
You said South Park.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it's based
and
off
and the show
of.
Is
yeah.
based off South Park, Colorado.
Yep.
That was just weird in my head.
Yeah.
Going down to South Park.
Yeah, but they tried to argue with us.
That was the thing. They're like, no, I eat those all the time. They're always that color.
I said, okay, it's pink, but it's also cold.
I've also had diarrhea for 6 months.
Yeah.
That reminds me, like, I was at when we were at Disney yesterday, Kelsey was walking in to go to this the Mars thing, the space mission thing, when it's like the screen's really up close, and it's like one of those things they warn you, like, it's motion sickness, yeah, you're not going to like it. She went once, and she felt so sick, threw up and everything like that. I don't know if she threw up the first time, but when she went back yesterday, I wasn't with her, and so she took the girls on, and she's like, wait a minute, I think this is the ride that makes me throw up. And so she's getting almost there, and the guy's like, she's like, I think I need to find an exit, I need to switch with my husband. And he's like, nope. This isn't the ride that like you're thinking. It's not like he was explaining Guardians that's right next door. He's like, that one next door, that one's really fast. And she's like, no, this is the one with the screen, right? Like, and you get closed in with four people and it's really like intense. And he's like, no, you'll be fine. And like, so he just like, and then Kelsey's like
pressured her to get on the ride.
Okay. And so she goes on the ride she's walking out with a doggy bag and everything, like a throw up bag. I was like, you gotta be kidding me. I'm like, it's not your job to tell what someone's comfortable with.
That ride,
come on,
is renowned for making you ill.
Yeah, no, it's terrible. I panicked when I got in there. I was like, oh, this isn't that bad. And then the doors closed, and I was like, this is bad. And then the screen closes the room into like half the size, and you're like,
you can literally lick it.
Yeah, and they're like, don't push your head forward or anything because you'll get even more sick. So you're just sitting there, and you're just like, I can't see my kids. I'm like, this is a nightmare.
My
I don't like this at all.
Racing so by bad. The way you're describing
don't like that. Lily, give us a song.
Oh gosh, I want
or ban.
I want Mongolian throat singing.
Or they go. That's it. Hey.
Scary.
Found it.
Some parents are going to be like, what are you guys listening to?
All right, here we go. Sending it to the Ninja Clan.
Oh, nice. Let's go.
I have two today. This is the first one. The other one's really quick.
That hurt my throat. Sound, no sound?
I don't think the sound matters.
Okay. All right, ready?
You can read it.
Ready, Lil?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1, go.
Oh. Oh. No, that's not real. What?
Oh.
That can't be real, dude.
Wow.
In the land of AI, that can't be real.
I've done the fact checking, and the only thing that they're saying about it is that the photo is a little bit fake because of his use of false perspective.
Like
but
how you
anyone,
hold a fish
exactly,
out to make it look
but they're
bigger?
Saying that's what makes it. I'm like, okay, it's okay, a little
either
bigger.
Way. Dude. Because I've seen bunnies. You've seen how big bunnies get, right?
Yep. Bunny?
Rats, bunnies. Yeah, yeah. I mean rabbits. rabbits.
You guys have seen like fluffy bunnies, how big they get, right?
Fluffy bunnies?
But isn't that nuts?
That's insane. So scary.
Imagine hearing that.
Oh my gosh.
Someone says, that's not a rat, that's a whole neighborhood.
All right, I got
Master Splinter in that wall training the Ninja Turtles.
Oh, you got another one?
I got one more.
Nice.
These are quick. But this is just as a bearded gentleman, I figured this one would give you guys the creeps.
2, 1, open, go.
Oh. No.
Oh, my God.
Did it rip it off?
Yep.
Dude.
I
would cry. That would hurt so bad, dude. He's got like holes in his chin.
He's bleeding. That just happened.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't even know how that makes me feel. Dude, when I get too close to this mic and it pulls just barely. It doesn't even pull it out. It just
my beard.
Dude.
Sleek.
I've been on his stage literally singing and had that happen and you're like singing whatever, then you hit a note because it's like it's the worst.
Yeah, when I was in Montana for my internship for woodworking, he was teaching me how to use the lathe and I just had my hair down like this.
The lathe?
I had my hair down and he's like, yo, you need to put your hair up. He's like, because I think he was either teaching someone or someone he knew was teaching these kids how to do the lathe and a girl got it. And that thing's spinning like,
yeah, yeah, like yeah. You're immediately like, you're not
scalped her.
Oh,
I mean, just like,
oh my goodness, dude.
Skin and all.
That makes me feel like
you can see the skull,
dude.
Really?
Pretty sure. I don't know. I'm making that part up.
Gosh.
That sounds crazy.
It just makes me so on
you
edge.
You can see her brain.
My toes are curling.
It's like, it's a different feeling. Like when you watch somebody like break a bone or something, like you like, it makes you feel uncomfortable, but like something about like the hair being ripped out. Cause you can't really, I don't know.
I saw a street fight dude with dreads. Literally he grabbed the dread and pulled and you're like the fight ended quick. And the dude comes back to the camera and is just holding. Dude.
That's what's crazy about the NFL. You can tackle by the dreads.
Dude.
Like, you could, really? Yeah, it's you could, so, like, any, it's all fair game. If you let it hang, it's anything. So there's been people that done it, and it's intense.
They done it, dude.
That's a weird rule.
It used to be illegal, but guys started growing it so long. Like, you couldn't basically grab
some people have it in the middle of the back.
So it was, like, a way to avoid.
Oh, okay.
And so they're like, okay, you're going to do that. Well, you can't have, like, a no-touch zone as a footballer. So
that makes sense.
I would have my beard just come down like that.
Yeah.
Oh, can you imagine having a beard being down. A lineman with dude. Like the beard coming out the bottom?
Getting your beard pulled is like a
it's
whole
a nightmare.
Pain.
It's a nightmare. And Jane's like, done it to me, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. She does it to me like almost
Jane
every day.
Jane did it to you.
Yeah, like I was holding her recently and like it must be
they
definitely
grab
she's
it,
just used to
and
it.
And every time I go, it's like I'm like paralyzed with pain. I'm like,
Every time Zola climbs on me and she just wants to cuddle, it, like now it's every time the elbow will just sit against, she'll just try to adjust and she'll just press the elbow right here.
Oh.
And I'm like, and she's like, sorry. I was like,
I don't have quite the beard, but I have a few grays coming in or I'll have like a red hair. Mm-hmm. And Paige will literally, I'll be like this and won't realize her hands come under here. And she's like,
that's cruel. That's cruel.
She's like, it's not that's a big fuck. Deal. I'm like, you don't understand how bad that hurts. It's different.
That's freaking cool.
Speaking of getting your beard ripped out, history.
We're here.
History time with Joshua.
Take us back.
This is such a funny story.
Okay.
And it's also insane that I've never heard of this.
Okay.
It was in the 1830s. There was a French pastry chef named Monsieur Ramantol.
Ramantol.
Probably totally messed that name up.
Yeah.
Ramantol?
Monsieur, how do you say it?
Monsieur
Ramantel.
Ramantel.
I'm going to say Ramantel.
Okay. Where is he at?
He owned a pastry shop in Mexico.
Oh.
Right? 1830s.
Got it.
One day, a bunch of Mexican officers came into his shop because apparently, I don't know what happened, but they didn't like him and they just tore his shop apart.
Mean.
Not necessarily damage-wise, but just his pastries.
Yeah.
Destroyed all his pastries. And he was mad.
That's mean.
Yeah. Well, you're not going to like him here in a second.
Okay.
He was so mad, and he went to the Mexican government and said, the damages your officers caused my shop with pastries was 600,000 pesos.
Yeah, okay.
That's a lot of dough.
Right. In the 1830s, mind you. And they're like, okay, not going to pay that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So guess what he did? He went back to France and talked to the king, Louis Philippe.
Oh, boy.
King Louis Philippe.
Ah, yes, Louis.
And presented the situation.
Okay.
King Louis Philippe sent word to Mexico, pay this pastry chef 600,000 pesos. They said, no, not going to do that. King Louis Philippe sent his whole army to Mexico.
What?
And they were, their ships were right off the coast of Mexico.
Yeah.
And they were just, a war broke out.
Oh my gosh, war.
And like for a couple days.
Yeah.
Maybe a couple weeks. A lot of people died. And then Mexico was finally like, okay, okay. Well, actually, before that, Mexico sent word to the U.S. like, yo, the French are attacking us.
Yeah.
Help.
And America is just like, oh, okay. Sorry.
English, don't, I don't.
We don't.
What about
I'm
NAFTA?
Sorry.
When did NAFTA happen?
NATO?
NAFTA.
BRIC.
Oh, NAFTA. BRIC. I don't know. But U.S. is like, we don't want to get involved. And yeah. So Mexico just had to fight the Frenchmen.
Aww.
And then they're like, okay, okay, we'll pay you. And then war's over. 600,000 pesos is equivalent to the Mexican annual military budget. That's how much they spend at that time annually on the military budget in Mexico was 600,000 pesos.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. That's ridiculous.
How much is that U.S. dollars?
A lot of pesos.
Especially back then.
Yeah.
1830, that's like
crazy.
Well,
if it's your country's military budget.
Yeah, that's nuts.
Like, our military budget is billions and billions.
Yeah. Oh, man. That is wild.
Do you look up how much 600,000 pesos was in 1830? I'm actually quite interested.
Yeah.
Wow.
Converted to dollars.
$5.
Yeah.
What was the number?
600,000 pesos.
That's like a villain origin story. They came in and they stepped on my croissant.
Dude, that's a
Did you step on my eclair?
That is a great movie.
That would be an amazing movie.
Yeah. Right? I mean, you'd pick out, like, you pick a pastry chef that doesn't look very tough at all. And, yeah. Like, it just, dude, that would be so
but
much
But this
fun.
Guy, Monsieur Remental, was just hanging out in Paris, just chilling.
Yeah, while he was getting taken care of.
I wonder what happened, though. I wonder if he went back. He's like, can you believe this happened? And the king is like, we're going to go to war.
I think Mexico. It was.
I don't think it was. That's not that big of a deal. I mean, I'm back. It's fine. It's not a big. No, we're going.
We are going to war in Mexico.
Okay. So the conversion I did was 600,000 pesos to the dollar. And then I did the dollar.
Okay.
To,
in that time.
And well, I found 1840.
Okay.
The pesos is worth $35,000. And $35,000 then is the equivalent of 1.229 mil.
Yeah, so that's a big ask.
That's pretty expensive. That's a lot of pastries that had to have been damaged.
Absolutely.
That's also a really small military budget.
Yeah.
I mean, it was 1830, so Mexico was
That
like,
was the modern conversion, 1.3 million.
Wait a second. When did the Mexican Revolution happen? I know May 5th, but what year? Like, because then it would have been the Spanish,
right? I would have known May 5th. I didn't know that was...
Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah, I didn't know that was the reason why. I didn't know why.
I thought we'd just eat tacos that day. Celebrate.
1910 to 1920.
So it was the Spanish that they were technically fighting.
Yeah, I mean, like, that was... like, when Cortez came, I mean, like, established a whole... I mean, people there. That's what? That's where those Spaniards...
Happened,
yeah, I mean, like...
I mean, that happened in, like, the 1600s.
But yeah, I mean, like,
but I'm
imagine
saying,
that's probably a lot of it gets established then too, right? I mean, you have a lot of Spaniards there still.
Yeah, no, I'm saying it was Spanish owned. It wasn't Mexico, like independent Mexico.
Yeah,
so they're fighting the Spanish, really, right?
I don't know.
I understand what you're saying.
I don't know the history of it.
But I'm thinking that it was like just knowing what the U.S. has done throughout our history of coups, you know, like trying to take over a country. It kind of sounds like that's what France was doing for like an excuse to be like,
yeah, they use this.
We're coming
as a
to take
caveat.
Over your country.
Yeah.
Hey, did you do this thing to the pastries? I'm gonna come get you. I'm gonna get you.
Don't you do that?
France needed an Alamo.
Don't we all?
Amen.
I forgot about it though,
dude. That was one of my favorite childhood movies, Davy Crockett.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can implement your typical insult.
I didn't think of the homeschool. I watched it too.
Okay. Well, I always wanted to go visit the Alamo. My wife's from Texas and she was like, I love that you love that, but it is not worth the day trip in. Have any of you guys been to the Alamo?
No.
I don't think so.
Apparently it's just like a tiny building that
I'm just now remembering it.
Yeah.
Remember the Alamo.
I forgot. What are you talking about?
No joke didn't
I
land.
Got it.
Did you get it?
Yes, I did get it. But the thing is, I just did that joke too, and so I was trying to play
you?
It off.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. Did you also forget that?
Yeah.
Okay. See, we all came back together. We all forgot.
Wow.
Alamo, baby. Wow.
When did you make the joke?
Literally two
at
seconds
the beginning.
Before.
I'm actually
did.
A little afraid now.
At the beginning.
You should be.
Am I like blanking out in certain spots?
Yeah. Do you remember when we talked about?
What's happening?
Mars.
Am I just coming in?
You have Alzheimer's?
Who are you?
Speaking of Alzheimer's.
What?
Guys, I have a fun story.
Oh.
This guy? Okay, so this is a story about a guy, because this is the question I wanted to ask you earlier about how do we, what do you want happen, what do you want to happen to your body when you die?
Oh.
Okay, so yeah. Have you thought about that?
Mm-hmm.
What do you want to happen, Andrew?
Pine box.
Pine box?
Mm. So you get like,
what does that mean?
Like go back into the earth?
It's just the cheapest casket you can get. Like,
wait, you want to be intact?
Sure.
Oh,
I want to be cremated.
Cremated?
I want to be cremated and mixed with Josh, and I want the girls to throw us over the cliffs.
Do you give consent to that?
Cliffs of Moher in Ireland.
You give consent to?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Okay.
We love each other.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying, you speak for him. I just wanted to make sure that he also wanted to. Yeah, okay.
What'd you say? Okay.
Well, this
well,
story.
I'm gonna die first, so you can do whatever you want.
I hate
to.
This argument.
This story was about a man who donated his mother's body, which under her wishes, to an Arizona Center for Alzheimer's research. Okay,
cool.
So she was she suffered from Alzheimer's. She passed away. It is cool.
I know, but it's scary. I don't know.
So he donates the body. That's what she wanted, and later on, he finds out and discovers. It was sold to the U.S. military.
Oh, boy.
For $6,000.
What?
Do you know what it was used for? Do you know what she was used for?
Oh, no.
You know what the military used his mother for, even though she was supposed to be donated for Alzheimer's research?
A test what? On me. A test on me.
She was blown up in a blast test. I mean.
Can you not sue?
Apparently, like, he's going, like, they went to court and everything. Like, there's, like, several. But the thing is, it happens all the time. And apparently,
that is terrible.
The fine print, because it says science, right? Like, donate my body to science. That's the fine print. And bro. So they try to sue, and nothing happened.
That's horrible.
Isn't that crazy?
Horrible.
It's wacky. I mean, now I want to go that way. But I don't want my family to think it's going to another thing, because they completely like this misled him.
Yeah.
Completely. Because he's like this. He specifically, they said this center and everything. But that center is what sold it to the
dude.
Military.
There's got to be some viewers who are hearing this going. Just put so much panic into people.
Dude. And it's and I looked more into it, and it's no joke. There was an FBI cases that go into it, and there's documents that no joke. When they're doing these tests, they have people like they have bodies or parts donated. And they sew things together like Frankenstein.
What's the matter with you?
I'm sorry. It's a real thing the FBI knows about. This is a real thing that happens in America.
That's honestly, terrifying.
It's so scary.
I don't like this.
They should distinguish them and advertise, send your loved one to be blown up. Because a lot of, there's probably a big market of people
that don't really send. Like the people that, yeah.
They're like, can I push the button?
Uh-oh.
Well, you know, the University of Tennessee is, like, one of the leading colleges in, like, forensic science.
Okay.
So, Austin, his dad works on the campus of the University of Tennessee.
Yeah.
And he talked about there's, in the woods close to the University of Tennessee, they have it blocked off and stuff. But they have dead bodies in cages throughout the woods. So, students can go out there and observe at like the scale of which
how decomposition
long they,
yeah oh my goodness dead.
And he like came upon it like he had to do something in that part.
Oh my gosh.
And he said it was the most foul terrifying
like see,
thing
you're like see through it
yeah
it's a like, clear clear box that they
yeah,
have
because they have
exposed.
To be exposed to oh like yeah. the elements but
also,
you
don't want like wildlife getting into it
yeah
dude. That's crazy. I never knew that.
Yeah.
That would be so wild. Could you imagine just getting lost one day?
And
just
go for a hike with your family?
Yeah, dude. Golly.
Buddy, something stinks. Did you just toot?
Is that Nana?
Andy.
Oh.
Science.
Golly, that's so... Let's do something else now that's not dead bodies.
Not dead bodies.
The Illuminati, maybe just a touch on it.
Can we touch on the Illuminati for a second?
Maybe we can continue it into the next podcast.
Ooh, yeah. Ooh.
Part one.
Before you go, speaking of the next podcast, we're not going to be filming here, right?
For the next one. So yeah. I'll do a little spacer. Or maybe the next time about the Illuminati.
I just want to let them know what's coming.
Yeah.
I forgot I wanted to.
I think we talked about it on one of the. I forget.
Yeah, we're going to have a special. Country episode next week, y'all.
That's right. Gonna be in Tennessee.
And
unfortunately, Lily can't make it.
Yeah. So maybe we can wait on the Illuminati talk till we're back at base.
Why don't you guys go look at the dead bodies in the woods?
Please.
Nope.
It's a far drive.
Is it?
Yeah, we're like in Nashville, and it's in Knoxville.
This will come out next week or the week after?
Don't you drive?
The week after, never mind.
Don't you drive through Knoxville to get there? Oh.
You do not. You do not.
We wouldn't, and we should.
So you just want me to save a little bit on the Illuminati?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
Just
you
touch guys, on it.
All right, then I can compile a bit of a broader
spectrum of the occult.
Ooh. Deep
He's
dive.
He's part of the occult.
To jail.
Straight to jail.
This is a shorter podcast.
Yes, it is.
That's okay. We've been putting out a lot of content lately. Everybody give yourself some grace.
Absolutely. Oh, I thought you were going to say a round of applause.
Also that.
Also give you everyone a round of applause.
You just start clapping. Just give yourself some grace. Yeah. That's like when you go to high five someone and they like don't see you.
Yeah.
And you're just like.
Or like if they're just like they're reaching for something.
Yeah.
that's the worst.
Oh, I can't dance at all, but I like try to like play it off, and there's nothing you can do that makes that not uncomfortable.
Andrew's just
it's
in the hallway,
so uncomfortable.
Like, why is Andrew dancing? Someone missed a high five. Just let him work it out.
Oh, all right. Well, that's it, guys. Episode 55 in the books.
In the books, baby.
Hey, it's in the books.
Hey.
Make sure to like and review, please, on Apple and Spotify. 5 stars, please. It really helps us.
And tell a friend about the pod.
And leave a comment.
Go to sunnyculswag.com
and get your merch there.
And if you need a spray tan, use Lindsay and Umatilla at Sprayed.
She does travel literally anywhere in the U.S. at a drop of hat, so hit her up.
And we introduced her to the podcast, so she's probably listening to this.
Yeah, when she walked in, she goes, is he on TikTok?
Yeah. Oh, did I not mention? I didn't mention that.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I felt uncomfortable doing it anyways.
Yeah.
Because you have to, like, you're in your, like,
your undies.
Your skivvies.
Yep.
Your skivvies. Your, yeah. So I went in there, and she's like, I was telling your wife, I just saw you on TikTok yesterday.
And she's just spraying every part of your body. Like, thanks.
I'm feeling comfortable.
Thank you so much.
She was very nice, though.
So nice.
Yeah. And very good at what she does.
Hey! Oh, there it is! What's your next step?
My tan line? Just kidding, I can't do that.
Have you shown everybody the tattoos on your back?
No.
It's kind of an awkward situation, but you should.
Maybe one day.
One day.
When
we start our exclusive content.
Yeah. Okay, bye. Love you.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Did I say ninja? I meant
butterfly.
The butterfly is no doubt one of God's
creatures.
As an empty your mind.
You were martial arts.
Pop ninjas attack!
I'll show it now.
Do it. Do it. Do it. Ow! Look at that. Oh, muscles. Do the...
Dude, that's... that scar on your lower back.
Follow my routine.
Ouch. Yeah, he also has a dollar bill brand.
Yes, you do.
Dollar bill.
Just to be in a part of a gang, right?